This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. China is sending more workers and gear into Sichuan province. China says the earthquake there may have killed up to 50,000 people. NPR has a team of journalists on the ground there, and our Anthony Kuhn has more from Chengdu.
Local media reported that not only residents but now rescue workers were having to be evacuated from parts of Mianyang City and other areas of Sichuan. The earthquake has damaged some dams near the epicenter of the quake and also caused landslides that have blocked rivers. The Communist Party leadership ordered local officials to maintain social stability and ordered 90 more helicopters to get supplies and army medics to isolated mountain areas. Experts say that little time remains to save thousands of residents trapped under collapsed buildings. Premier Wen Jiabao flew by helicopter to Wenchuan County, the epicenter of the quake, where he told residents, the Communist Party has not forgotten this place.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Chengdu. Elsewhere in Asia, amid the death, destruction, disease, and famine, a vote in cyclone-stricken Myanmar. It was a referendum on the constitution in the state formerly known as Burma. The military government there says 92.4% of voters cast ballots supporting the junta. They also say voter turnout was more than 99%. Now, those numbers come straight from the generals, so no surprise there's widespread skepticism. Human Rights Watch calls it an insult to the Burmese people. The generals have ruled the country for nearly 40 years. The International Red Cross says the death toll in Myanmar's cyclone could soar past 120,000. Aid agencies want to keep that number as low as possible, so they're working hard to get supplies in, but there's still a big bottleneck. NPR's Duahali Saikautau has more from neighboring Thailand.
A number of UN aid agencies say they need more helicopters, boats, and trucks to get emergency aid more quickly to cyclone victims. Amanda Pitt is with the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs.
You know, these affected areas are very difficult to access at the best of times. Now that they're underwater, the roads are not working too well, there isn't enough air capacity, they don't have the right kind of boats to be able to navigate those inland waterways, they have to be kind of narrow and shallow.
To compound the problem, not enough relief workers have been able to get visas to effectively help in the aftermath of Cyclone Nargis.
NPR's Duahali Saikautau reporting from Thailand. That's your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.